Welcome back, and we're about to talk to Lois Markle, who is an actress in a, and who's playing Vera in 4,000 Miles and After the Revolution at Center Stage, this incredible back-to-back piece they're doing by the great Amy Herzog, these two plays that fit together almost seamlessly. And you can see After the Revolution through May 17th and 4,000 Miles through May 24th as part of the Herzog Festival happening at Center Stage. And more information will be at centerstage.org for all of that. And let me just welcome Lois to the studio. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So where are you from?
New York.
So you're in here just for this for these pieces?
Yes, just since I've been here since January 17th.
Wow.
And I'll be leaving on May 24th, so I sort of feel like a Baltimorean by now.
How are you enjoying Baltimore?
By a Balmorean.
Balmorean. You got that right, Balmorean. So these plays, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Amy Herzog's work. I think she's one of the incredible young playwrights of our time.
I agree.
The way she writes these roles for people who are older than she, shall we say. But that's pretty amazing, her ability to kind of...
Well, it's incredible. One of the things that I think allows her to do that is the closeness that she had with an older person, namely a real woman named Leapy. Her nickname, actually, which is her real grandmother, and Miss Herzog lived with her for a while and saw her and has said in interviews that there were so many things she learned, and one of them was how to fight with an older person.
And these two plays, 4,000 Miles and After the Revolution, I mean, let's talk a bit about what the heart of these plays are, then talk about the heart of your character. I mean, she grew up in this left-wing New York Jewish family, right?
Vera, you're talking about my character?
I'm talking about Amy.
Oh, Amy, yes.
And
she grew up...
This is what she based all this on.
Yes, exactly. It's her. These two plays are her... family, part of her family. I mean, some of it is not, you know, some of it is fictionalized, but a lot of it is actual. And as her grandmother, the role of Vera in this play, has said in interviews that sometimes she quoted her directly.
I'm sure she did, right?
Yeah.
Right. No, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So talk about the plays itself and these characters, this particular character you play who appears in both plays.
Yes, well, she's an older woman. She's supposed to be 82 in the first play in After the Revolution, because they are chronological, although you can see them, each
right.
one separately.
Right.
And she's 91 in the second. In the first play, she has recently lost her husband a year and a half ago and is totally devoted to the cause, which they're both communists, and totally devoted to his philosophy, his memory, and everything about him. And in the second play, she is older, still in her heart, in that same groove, but has softened somewhat and is not quite as adamant about it, and although still deeply misses her husband and has begun to lose a little bit of her acuity, not mental acuity, but her ability to remember words.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a little more frail and a little less, well, I shouldn't say authoritative, because she is in both plays.
Right, yes, she is. And very different, I mean, because After the Revolution is the first play.
Yes.
That has to do with her interaction with her granddaughter.
Yes.
Right? And the second play has to do with her interaction mostly with her grandson.
With her grandson. And they are not of the same mother and father,
right,
these two
exactly.
grandchildren. They're one of her children and one of the other of her children. The children of her children. Although they're not her children, she was a stepmother to these children.
Right.
Right.
Let's do that again? No, just kidding.
Yeah, right. Go figure it out.
But
I had to.
Yes, so I was about to ask that question about figuring it out. I mean, you're clearly not either 82 or 91.
Yes.
So talk a bit about the preparation for a character like this.
Well, I knew 4,000 Miles very well before I read After the Revolution. And it was astounding how much I learned about her from reading the first play, which I had not read when I knew the second play.
You're playing a woman who is an active communist in the 30s and 40s and never lost that.
Right.
And is a woman older than you are, clearly, in both these plays.
Right.
So,
well, the first thing I did was we have a wonderful dramaturg at Center Stage, and they presented us with a packet of information about the 20s, the 30s, the communists, the village. And I, of course, live in Manhattan almost all my life, and I know the village, and it's a very important part of both of these plays because Vera still lives in that apartment in the village. So that was the first preparation, was to see more about the milieu of after the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
The milieu of 4,000 miles was familiar to me because it's my time there. I mean, I've lived in the village. I don't live in it now, but I have. And then the preparation then became what it is in all preparation for a character at work. If the character is real, you read everything about her you can. And if not, whether she is or she isn't, you then start using your own imagination to put you directly into the situation that the character is in, which is part of my professional life.
That's what I
do.
You've been an actor your whole life.
Yes, I have.
You know, that's an interesting twist here just for a moment. Just think about this, because I think that there are a lot of people who listen to this program who are in the arts and love the arts. And the idea of being an actor, spending your whole life as an actor, and how interesting but tough that is to do.
It's extremely tough and utterly rewarding when you're working, and particularly when you're working in plays like these, because the writing is so good. I mean, a lot of times when you're an actor and you need a job, you take a play that is not very good.
Right.
And then you are...
Want that paycheck.
Sort of, right, right. And you're dredging everything you can. This play you can lean on. A good play the actor can lean on. And the play is so informative that it becomes your job to somehow make sure that every nook and cranny that you have discovered about this character, both through your imagination and through the writing, is then delivered whole and hopefully alive and interesting to the audience. So that's the job.
Because I think that to get a feel for that life, because an actor is always kind of going from one job to the next, whether it's in theater,
it's a hobo's life, or
TV or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And it's a lifestyle that's not really, it's hard for many people to get through.
It's very hard because, it's got wonderful things about it, which I'll tell you in a minute,
but I'll tell you
the hard stuff first. The hard stuff is there's no security, ever, even if you're a major star. So you never really know, there's no sense of relying on anything except your own talent, basically, and maybe your agent, although, you know, fortunately right now I have a wonderful agent.
That's a good thing.
But the wonderful thing about it is that you're always meeting new people, having to learn to relate to new people. You're in a totally cooperative art. The performers are as strong as the weakest link, and so many other professions you attack or compete with or put down the weakest link. In our profession, you build up the weakest link because you've got to. We are a family in that sense. So that's the good thing about it. And the other good thing about it, of course, is you're always dealing with research, with art. You can bring anything that you know in your life into your work.
Right.
Which is thrilling, really.
Right.
Sometimes painful.
Yes, and you have to consume whatever character you're in. You have to be in that moment.
Exactly.
I'm talking with Lois Markle, an actor who is currently in Center Stage's production of 4,000 Miles and After the Revolution. We have to take a very brief break, but don't go away. On our way to break, we're hearing He's So Fine by the Chiffons. Barbara Lee of the Chiffons passed away on this day in 1992.
I don't know how I'm gonna do it. Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and you're listening to us right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. That's Girls and Boys by Blur, which hit number one on this day in 1994. And I'm talking with Lois Markle, an actress who is currently at Center Stage Productions, 4,000 Miles and After the Revolution by Amy Herzog.
So talk about Vera. Tell us about the. I'm curious about the your sense of what these plays are telling us, and your sense of your character Vera.
Well, I think she's a different character in each play because she's her because of what Amy wants to say in each play.
Amy Herzog, the playwright.
Yeah. Right, right. Oh, I'm sorry,
Miss
Herzog. I should be saying. I don't know her well. I feel like I know her now only because. Of what
yeah.
I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But Vera is an idealist and a very practical woman, both. She is also a very independent and self-reliable woman, but she has a great warmth and a great need, really, which she tries not to succumb to, a great need to give and receive affection and closeness. But she is in no way sentimental. And her proudest thing is that she, as she says, I'll be all right. I've always been all right. And she's been alone now for many years and aging and getting stuff that's difficult. I mean, she's beginning to lose words. Her hearing is not as good as it used to be. Her physical strength is not as good as it used to be. Her hands are shaking and so forth. But she's determined to live this life. And then this young, in 4,000 Miles, this young man comes into her life who is an absolute rebel and kook and wonderful and traumatized. And it brings life to her that she hasn't had now for. She's got her family, but they don't live where she lives. They live in Boston, and she lives in Manhattan. And so she is revitalized by this young man. And she, on the other hand, this is in 4,000 Miles now, allows him to escape from his trauma and to start to, again, live his life, which he has sort of put on hold for a tragic reason. Now, in After the Revolution, she is the one who maintains the authority of the political side of the family. Oh, by the way, she also has a great sense of humor.
Right.
And irony and wit. So she's sharp as a tack. I mean, she may not be able to remember a word, but her thought processes in both plays are absolutely crystal clear and important to Ms. Herzog's play.
So this character, one of the things about this play is, I mean, this is each one of her plays kind of, she has this kind of, Amy Herzog, I mean, has this subtext, this undercurrent. Well, not subtext so much, but an undercurrent that explodes in the play. And, of course, especially, I think, in 4,000 Miles, but I think especially in After the Revolution.
Yeah, that's a very explosive. It's a very different play.
Because it attacks something that changes the main characters, that forces them to address things they don't want to address, the secrets in existence. I mean, sometimes I think the secret of a great play is a plays that kind of have this secret inside of them that has to be
untangled or exploded, you know, or in some way brought out.
I thought about that because you have After Revolution playing at Center Stage, and you had Ghost playing over at Everyman.
Yeah.
And they're both plays about these secrets, right?
Even 4,000 Miles.
Even 4,000 Miles, right? Exactly.
Has a deep secret,
right,
too.
Right, right.
I think all good plays have to have secrets because it's what keeps you wanting to go on to the next moment. What's happening? What's it about? Why is it that way? I mean, those secrets are crucial to a good play, and not a mystery play, any play. I mean, and any good author, Albee, for instance, has a gazillion secrets in every play, and of course, so does Miller or Shakespeare or Tennessee Williams, or so. And the thing is, for instance, in an interview like this, is to not reveal the secret.
They're not going to reveal the secret. I mean, anybody who reads the play or reads the reviews are going to know what the secret is, but I mean, that's okay.
No, but you know what I mean. One does not want to give away the secret, but one wants to make sure that there is a secret there and that people sense it.
Right.
If nothing else.
Exactly.
If they haven't read the play, they walk in and the play has to start them sensing that secret.
And sound like a silly question. I'm just curious, as you thought about these characters, this Vera, did you have to change the thought about how you were going to move your body and what you were going to do because of the going from the early 80s to 91?
Yes, I did. When you asked me if I thought about it, I didn't actually think about it. But I felt it. And so I didn't even know I was doing it until someone said to me, they had seen both plays, and they said, it's so interesting how you aged. And I said, oh. That is interesting, yes. You know, to me, too. But I realize now that I do things physically differently. And I didn't plan it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ordinarily, I would think I would have planned it. But I am getting older, you know?
Here we are.
And I see the differences. And so I must just be translating them somehow.
It's really lovely to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I mean, I have to tell you, it's not often. You're an artist. Let's put it that way. Okay? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right, thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
I know you do.
Thank you.
I know you do. And boy, what a pleasure.
Good to have you here.
You know, thank you.
Lois Markle, who you do not want to miss, along with my dear friend Susan Rome, who's in one of the two plays that's now at Center Stage. After the Revolution runs through May the 17th, 4,000 Miles through May the 24th as a part of the Herzog Festival at Center Stage. More information about the shows and tickets can be found at centerstage.org, which we will also be linking to on our website at steinershow.org. So these two plays, 4,000 Miles after the Revolution by the amazing Amy Herzog, you do not want to miss. And Lois Markle, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it
immensely.
Me too.
Thank you. We don't.